adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the characters and action pictures of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. After a brilliant commando raid on the Jap field headquarters near the east coast of Malaya, Jungle Jim and his men ran short of food and ammunition. It required all of Jim's jungle skill to lead the party safely through the Jap-infested trails. Finally, tense and exhausted, they reached their secret supply base near the mouth of the Sedili River. The jungle night was just falling. Frantically, they dug in the sand for the supplies they so desperately needed. Then, just as success was at hand, a voice called out in Japanese. Alarmed, Jim and his men listened in stony silence. The Japanese voice repeated the order.
Sawaro na!
Don Jim, wait, Kolo. Listen.
Otosu hako! Makeru, makeru!
Jim, to seize our willing ears.
I'm afraid so, Sing Lee. Better put up your hands, men. It's a Jap. And he's ordering us to surrender.
Get me Ito Karashi.
Him say drop guns.
Better do as he says, man. Drop your guns. Where's that voice coming from, Sing?
I cannot tell, Yinzi's surrounding shadows.
Bun. On left. Light coming this way.
Ask if he understands English, Sing.
Iko ka wakarimatsu ka?
Wakarimasu.
He understands you.
Okay. Then I can... Hey, get that light out of my eyes, Tokyo.
Well, curl my hair and call me Shirley.
Well, it's okay, men. It's our own bunch.
Well, for the love...
Lieutenant Adams, United States Navy. Which one of you is Sing Lee?
I am unspeakable person referred to.
An honor to meet you, Colonel Singh. You'll be Captain Bradley.
Yes, that's right, Lieutenant, but... Well... What's it all about?
Blake, Levine, get that stuff we brought ashore back on the raft. Take it back to the sub.
Pardon, Lieutenant. Inferior mentality failed to comprehend.
We're from the United States submarine Sea Dog. We brought some stuff ashore for you, but you won't be needing it now.
Lieutenant, you'll never know how much we do need it. Why,
we've got orders for you, Captain. Your party's to come aboard with us.
Come aboard?
Us been leave Malaya.
That's right. It's certainly a stroke of luck to make contact with you this way. We expected to play dead in the harbor there till you found the stuff we just planted. You'd have found your orders with it.
My unworthy mind writhes in confusion. We are just making headway here.
Sorry, Colonel. I didn't write the order. I just delivered it.
Well, let's get aboard and see what goes on.
Thompson, Sergeant Mack.
You and the men give the Navy a hand.
Thank you, Captain. How many in your party?
11.
9 men, 2 snake.
Well, I beg your pardon.
Save it, Kolo, save it. We picked up a couple of refugees, Lieutenant. A Dutch couple from Java. Brother and sister.
Oh, Dutch, huh? And what were they doing here in Malaya?
Unfortunate possibility. They were helping our enemies.
You mean they were...
Dutch girl, he catch him husband. Nasi devil.
Oh, I see.
No, Lieutenant, no. She didn't know he was a Nazi when she married him.
Oh, twans him.
Where's the husband now?
Captain Bradley attended to him.
I don't get this, but if they're not...
They're not.
Well, the skipper will decide that, Captain. And the sooner we get aboard, the better. The raft only hold about...
Get down! Hit the dirt, men!
Jap patrol!
Boy, I'll say it's a Jap patrol. And here we are, practically out of ammunition.
Jim and his men crouch in helpless rage behind the shallow sand dunes, waiting for the Japs to show themselves. In just a moment, we'll see what happens. Now, back to the unprotected Malayan beach... And Jungle Jim.
Hold your fire, man. Hold your fire. Save what few bullets we got until the monkeys show themselves.
Jap's been waste bullets on shadows.
Let us hope they continue the habit.
Captain, the ammo we brought ashore for you is in those Red Sea boxes over there.
I'm sorry. It's too far away, Lieutenant. Would never make it.
Look, Twan, look.
Huh?
Dutch boy been run for boxes.
Van! Van, you fool! Get down! Hey, Van, get down!
Me stop. No, let Nasty boy spoil.
Go! Come back! Cover him, men. Cover him. All right, now. Let them have it.
Papalusa! My pistol is as empty as my stomach.
Mine, too. Now what?
Listen, they didn't give us these knives just to carve lamb chops.
To invent new Chinese proverb, Jim. Even sharper steel cannot carve invisible shell.
Don't worry, fella. Those chaps won't stay invisible for long.
Just to give you something else to worry about, Captain, in exactly 7 minutes and 5 seconds, the sub is going to surface.
Huh?
That was my arrangement with the skipper. They gave us time to row ashore, plant your victory garden, and row back.
Oh, if those chaps ever got a load of the sub.
Yeah. Well, it's been nice knowing you.
Run, Jim! Keep down, Colo! Down!
Run, Jim! You look what Colo got. Cuts few clips for pistols, Twan. Also grenades.
Your friend isn't very pretty, Captain, but I could certainly kiss him.
Here, make chops up.
Good, Colo. Tell me, what about Van?
Nasty boy, grab him Tommy gun clips. Run! Run like six devils.
Tommy gun clips? Oh, where is my exuberant nephew, Tam San?
Other way, Singly, other way. Down beach.
Hmm. And which way did the Dutch shoots go?
Oh, that's the sergeant. He and Tom Sun were together. It sounds like they're all set. No, Colo. Van wasn't stealing that stuff. He was taking it to the others.
Chung Ho!
Okay, give it on!
Look, Van! At the edge of trees.
Here, Colo. Yeah, I see him.
Looks like the party's over.
Beware of Japanese silence, my friend.
Yeah. Singley's right. Listen, Sing. You stay with the lieutenant. I'll take a look-see. That's the Australian. Giving us the all clear.
Japanese have hearty distaste for hot lead.
Yes, but we're not out of this yet. They're bound to report where we are.
Look, Fun.
Huh?
Light. In harbor. Behind us.
That's the skipper. Can I give him the all clear?
Right, Lieutenant. Then we better pile aboard with you as fast as possible. I'll round with the men and see whether any of them picked up a chap's souvenir just now. If that patrol brings back reinforcements before we get aboard, we'll never know what hit us.
No sign of activity on the surface, sir.
Good. Down periscope.
Down periscope, sir.
Take her down to 150.
150, sir.
Stay at your post, sound man. This may be the lull before the storm. What's our depth?
130, sir.
Hello, Captain Bradley. I didn't get a chance to welcome you aboard.
Thank you, Commander.
Bayless is my name. I think you've already met Johnny Adams here.
Yes, sir. It was the hard way, but we met.
I understand you had a couple of casualties.
Yes, sir. They got one of our best men. A Frenchman from Madagascar.
What about the one in the sick bay?
Well, he isn't one of ours, strictly speaking.
Oh?
He's a Dutch kid from Java.
Oh, yes.
150, sir.
Right. Set course, east-southeast, right 20.
East-southeast, right 20, sir.
One-third ahead.
One-third ahead, sir.
One-third ahead.
One-third ahead, sir.
How bad is it with the Dutch boy, Captain Bradley? It could be worse, but
There's quite a hole in his left thigh.
Afraid we're not luxurious enough to boast a doctor.
He'll be all right, I think. Your pharmacist's mate knows what to do.
How's the sister, Captain?
Katrina?
Yes.
We filled her with bromides. She was pretty close to hysteria. But she's resting quietly now.
You could use a spot of rest yourself, Captain.
Oh, I always wear these circles under my eyes.
Then you better get to rest while you can.
Yes, sir. What's the setup, Commander?
Not good. We're right in the middle of the buzzard's nest, you know.
Too bad we can't pluck some of their feathers.
You know better than that, Johnny. We got in by playing tag with one of their destroyers. It led us through the submarine net and then through their minefields.
Oh, I was wondering how you got past Singapore.
It's getting out again that worries me. You see, they know we're here now. That patrol you scattered is bound to have reported us.
And there's no way we can fight back.
So what do we do? Lie, doggo?
We can't afford to. No, we'll go where they least expect us.
Why, that'd be the middle of Singapore Strait.
Right. If they spot us, we're dead ducks. But if we do anything else, we are anyway. What is it, Soundman?
Craft approaching starboard beam, sir. Sounds like a destroyer. Estimated speed 20 knots.
Blazes. They didn't waste any time, did they?
Kill engine, sir?
That's too late. Their radar would pick us up anyway. Full speed ahead.
Full speed ahead, sir.
Full speed ahead!
Full speed ahead, sir.
We're in for trouble, Captain Bradley.
Yes, sir. Anything I can do to help?
Just keep your party out of the way and keep them calm.
Yes, sir.
Our only chance is to beat them to the middle of the strait. If we do, they won't dare drop ash cans for fear of sinking their own vessels.
I understand, sir.
If you want to see what trouble looks like to a tin fish, come with me.
Yes, sir.
Get set for a shaking up, men. They're on our tail. Watch the little screen in front of the sound detectors, Captain. You hear that dot, dot?
Yes, sir. It synchronizes with the dots on the screen.
Right. Now watch it. Any minute now. Hold on. This is it.
That was plenty close, Commander.
You think so? Wait till they get really close.
Isn't there anything we can do?
Just hang on and take it.
Oh, I bumped my head.
They're right on top of us. Captain Bradley, if you've ever wondered what Kingdom Come looks like,
well, don't look now.